Hello, welcome. I'm very happy that you're here at the podcast Compassionate Buddha, your podcast for love and world peace. I'm Dinja Ositsky with Dharma Name Gakdok. I'm the abbot of the Yunwa Meditation Center Hamburg Yunwa Dharma Sa of the Yunwa Sangha of World Social Buddhism. In this episode, you can hear a daily reminder from Supreme Matriarch Tikwang Napopsanam about the world-honored Tsukamoni Buddha. Enjoy. Daily Fragrance of the Lotus Flower by Jikwang Depopsenam, 10128, March 2, 2020, Lotus Buddhist Monastery. The world-honored Tsukamoni Buddha had already, billions of kalpas and years ago, attained enlightenment, which, in other words, means Buddhahood. However, he saw that all sentient beings were suffering in the Saha world and thus transformed himself into it, receiving 500 times the body of a sentient being. Regardless of what form he took, be it as an animal or human being, he did so to learn the way to protect and teach all sentient beings how to become Buddha themselves. Hence, he was always born and reborn in this Saha world, going on the sixth path of samsara, and hence continued to save all sentient beings. Simultaneously, he showed us how he can become Buddha and is therefore the greatest teacher and master of all times. Tsukamoni Buddha, out of all the sentient beings, especially loves human beings. Therefore, in order to directly teach people how to become a Buddha, he eliminated not only all his greed and desire, but abandoned his life and prosperity and chose the path of truth. Thus, 2,600 years ago today, Tsukamoni Buddha left home in order to show and teach all sentient beings his wisdom, so that we all can have beautiful and infinite happiness. It means that, even before leaving home, he had already realized and had thus demonstrated to us that prosperity and desire are nothing but impermanence, and that truth, on the other hand, is always infinite. The desires, wishes, and unnecessary dreams of sentient beings are all just like phantoms, and so, like dreams, are not permanent. Thus, in order to help sentient beings eliminate their karma and emerge from darkness, which is ignorance, Tsukamoni Buddha showed us, through his ascetic practice, how to eliminate this obscurity from our lives. He also underwent some of the most ascetic practices and training to save all sentient beings and show us how to attain Buddhahood. It is for this reason that he left home today. Let us, therefore, give our great appreciation, respect and reverence to the world-honored one, Tsukamoni Buddha. The great virtue that we have stemming from the appreciation we have now becomes a great seed so that we all, especially human beings, realize Buddha and become Buddha ourselves. Thus, the existence lived by all sentient beings becomes filled with actions like those of Buddha and Bodhisattva. By going on such a path, we will bring peace to this world and be able to live a life of paradise in this Saha world. We, therefore, become great workers for world peace. We are most lucky to receive a human body, but meeting the Dharma and learning the teaching of Buddha signify even greater good luck. Furthermore, attaining enlightenment brings with it the highest luck. Hence, all of you who take refuge in the three jewels of Buddha, the Absolute, the Truth, Dharma and Sangha, create great virtue that is not only accumulated in this life, but derived from many thousands of kalpas and years ago because of the Buddha nature you already had. At the same time, you are all Buddha already. Thus, when taking refuge in Buddha, Dharma and Sangha, in order to reincarnate in this world, we must all the more to realize Buddha and attain enlightenment. We can thus live this present life as Buddha and Bodhisattva. The Popsonim is giving this great blessing to you so that together we can have infinite happiness. Today we have a sincere ceremony together with all of you for Buddha's home leaving day. Thank you very much, Jikwang the Popsonim. Thank you very much for listening, and thank you very much, Jikwang Nepopsonim. I wish you a wonderful, nice, and happy week, yours in the Dharma Gakdok.